The Paris prosecutor's office says this fire was most likely an accident, so not arson or terror, which appears to have been the case with 10 other churches vandalised across France recently. No one was killed in this blaze, and of the 400 firefighters that laboured to eventually put out the flames, only one was injured. So why is this cathedral so important? Gothic architecture is Professor Robert Bork's specialty. He's at the University of Iowa, and he joined me earlier to explain exactly why Notre Dame is so special.
It is the Cathedral of Paris. It is the biggest cathedral of the first several generations of Gothic. It's the first to get over 100 feet high on the interior. It's one of the first to have very large, prominent flying buttresses. And so it really is the queen of the city for its generation. Notre Dame was just absolutely the class of the field.
And when we saw those flames rising, which brought up so much emotion for so many people around the world, we were seeing the timber burning essentially. Does that timber largely date from when the cathedral was built, the 11th and 12th century?
Yes, it does. Most of that, unfortunately, was original medieval roof from the late 12th and 13th century, and it was one of the best preserved roofs of that kind in the world. One of the more important examples, actually, because of its early date and its size and sophistication. And so it's a terrible loss that this medieval ensemble was destroyed.
How many iterations of parts of the building have there been? How many restorations or add-ons or tack-ons have there been over the years?
There have been a good number, but the fabric, the overall look and feel of the building is still very much what the original architects had in mind. The building was begun in the middle of the 12th century, and most of that still is there. The 13th century facade, still very much what they had in mind. Then they came along in the 13th century and added the transept frontals that have the really huge rose windows that are so spectacular, like overlooking the river on the one side. So the building basically looks as it did in the later Middle Ages.
And just those rose windows, I mean, they're so striking when you visit the cathedral. And now, as of this moment, I don't know whether they've all been destroyed, but how replaceable are they?
It depends what you mean by replaceable. The stonework can be recut and remade, and the shape can be restored. What's harder to restore is the original glass. I wouldn't say that the glass was all original. A lot of it had been restored and remade, but still a very high quality and some medieval components in there. And reproducing that is a different story than reproducing the stone armature.
Is there an equivalent example of rebuilding such a unique piece of architecture after such a disaster?
There are several that come to mind. I mean, in terms of Gothic cathedrals, there were several that were badly damaged in World War I, like the Cathedral of Reims, the Cathedral of Soissons, that had their roofs burned off and their vaults broken in places. And those were restored, and they now look in good shape, thankfully.
And so the president of France, Macron, says that we will rebuild. Do we understand the building well enough for that to be an achievable goal?
I think it is an achievable goal in terms of putting the fabric back into the shape that we'll recognize. It is doable, but it will be very, very labor intensive. Fortunately, the building has been very well recorded in the 19th century by Villet-le-Duc, and then more recently, my colleague Andrew Tallon, who tragically died of cancer a few months ago, did a laser scan of the building that measures its parts very, very precisely. So we do have the information that's necessary to do this and to do it well.
And can I ask you just finally, for a sense, I guess it's beyond your specific expertise, but it's certainly within the realm of, I guess, your understanding of how these sorts of buildings sit with us culturally. Because, I mean, as we've seen, the whole world has been aghast and very emotional about this moment. How do you view the importance of such a building globally, culturally?
It's, first of all, I'd say very dear to my own heart and dear to the hearts of many people that study them. And then everybody worldwide knows this building, and it is so very iconic. So I think many, many, many people feel some investment and ownership in it. And I think in a funny way, that that's lucky for Notre Dame. If it had to happen to a great monument like this, it perhaps is just as well that it happens to one that everybody worldwide feels so invested in and so determined, I think, probably to put back right. So I'm hoping that that reputation and that sense of engagement that the building has engendered across the centuries is going to be what saves it.
Robert Bork, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Robert Bork, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Professor Robert Bork from the University of Iowa.